Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Pruse.
Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, with our co-host, Rick Pruse. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Rick, we've got a couple of stories this week in the news regarding the pet community. One of them deals with the federal government and the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, that has adopted some new measures regarding spot-on pesticides.
If you think about it, those are those products that come in little tubes and you'll put them on the back between the shoulders.
Yep, for both dogs and cats. And evidently in 2008, there was a significant increase in terms of the number of reported incidents that took place. And part of it is because of the labeling not being completely up to speed. And part of it is just requiring what manufacturers are doing with it. So the EPA is basically given fair warning that they're going to be inspecting a lot closer, and manufacturers had better be very crystal clear when it comes to their labeling and in terms of their research that goes behind what they're doing in terms of these pesticides and specifying whether they're to be used for cats and or for dogs.
So maybe you're listening out there, if you do use dog flea products and have used them for some time, this may not be the best time to change product lines. I might also mention that when you're actually going to use a product, any flea product, even one that you've used for some time, the best time to use that is when your veterinarian that you're familiar with and that knows you, knows your dog, is actually open for business. So that might just be a real simple request, is just put it on at the right times.
Yeah, no question about it. If you're going to experiment, you want to make sure that you can get access to those who can help your animals when you need them.
It says here that small dogs seem to be more susceptible, which would make sense because their bodies are a lot smaller, but any dog is certainly worthwhile and probably spend a lot more time reading those directions. It might seem pretty simple, but they're going to tell you where to put it. They're going to tell you when to put it. They're going to tell you when not to put it. And I think the most important thing is that they tend to focus on this news release that you want to be particularly concerned about weak, aged, medicated, sick, pregnant, or nursing pets. And I might even say very young pets as well.
Yeah, no question. It's going to lead to safer dogs and safer cats. My only concern is that whenever there's more inspection involved, usually that means the price you're going to pay for it is going to go up. So
yeah,
we might feel a little bit of that, but keeping your animal safe and in good shape is important.
And the more you can learn on that product and how it actually works, some of the products that are out there are far more safer than others. So maybe check with your veterinarian or check with your local flea and tick expert in your nearby neighborhood and at least learn more about the specific way in which those products work.
Yeah, research up front. That's always the best way. Rick, the other big story this week isn't actually in the paper, but it's something that I do think the folks of Mid-Michigan need to know about and appreciate, and it has to do with your business, Pruse Pets, which is celebrating its 28th anniversary in business. Congratulations on your longevity for 28 years.
Yeah, as I always tell my family, it's a nearly impossible journey. It's just that we've been on that nearly impossible journey for 28 years, and we love every minute of it. It's been trying, and it's been hard, and yet it's been rewarding, and it's been the biggest reward of it all is just the customers that come in and the kind of great relationships we have there and the kind of positive feelings we get with each and every customer.
Well, it obviously shows that your parents who started the business did a great job in building the base, and you and Debbie, your wife, have done a great job in keeping it up, and it tells you that people appreciate the value and the safety, the information that you provide in terms of the pets and the pet care, the environments that you provide. It's really important, and I know that you've got all kinds of special events and things going on out at the store in order to celebrate this significant event.
Yeah, you know, I think the customer that comes in and their positive relationship with their pets is what it's all about. And we want to celebrate that. So we have a lot of fun stuff going on. And this year, we're going to pay particular tribute also to Made in Michigan, Made in USA, and just ways of appreciating what we do here in the great great state and the great country of the USA.
Yeah, well, I think that's terrific. Rick, on this show, we're going to talk about a very important issue. It's probably one of the biggest issues in pet keeping, and it has to do with nutrition. What are the foods that you should be feeding to your cats and your dog? How do you know what are the ingredients that you should be looking for? What makes for a healthy pet? What are the things that you can do to supplement off of it? And our expert this week happens to be Derek Druschel from Joey's Pet Outfitters. I know you've been into Joey's on a couple of occasions and seen all of the very unique items that Derek carries out there. He has spent a long time looking at what makes for a great diet and how to best keep your animals in the best condition that you can.
I drive right in front of his business every day, and he has a banner out front or a sign out front that changes on a regular basis. And I get a message of what his business is all about, and it definitely is about responsible feeding, responsible pet keeping, and he's always flagging another dog food line that I know is one of the best in the business. So I'm really looking forward to chatting with Derek and just have a good conversation about pet nutrition.
And that's coming up here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show here on 1320 WILS. We'll be back right after this break.